News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
National Guard troops were deployed on the streets of Los Angeles on Sunday as the Trump administration took a hard line to quell protests against the raids on suspected illegal immigrants. Joining me on the line is Pete Dimitrio. He's a KNX field reporter. Pete, thanks a minute for joining us this morning. I suppose, what have we been seeing overnight in terms of this National Guard being deployed and violence and protests?
Well, it's a combination of things, Sean. As for the actual deployment of the California National Guard, actually what they were federalized, which means they're under control of, again, the President of the United States, and were assigned to duties that would do one of two things: either assist Immigration and Customs Enforcement in their raids that they are doing, or B, secure federal facilities. For the most part, the National Guard has been used to secure federal facilities. In one case where I was today, it was a detention facility in downtown Los Angeles for the Department of Homeland Security. Another was a federal building in Westwood, and there was a third location where the Guard was also deployed. Roughly 300 soldiers of an estimated 2,000 that have been mobilized. Problem was that you had some significant violence at the location where I was at. It happened in a very quick amount of time. The protests have been fairly peaceful, 250, 300 people chanting, waving signs. The National Guard was there, and you also had police officers from the Department of Homeland Security there. What happened was that they had a contingent of vehicles, SUVs, buses, and patrol cars that were bringing in people that had been taken into custody in ICE raids. So the Guard came out onto the sidewalk and opened up a path, rather roughly, for the vehicles to get through and into an underground parking lot. That wasn't really a problem. But after they got in and the crowd surged back, things began to get thrown from the crowd into the faces and into the assembled members of the police department, the U.S. Homeland Security Police, and the National Guard. At that point, they stepped forward and started using both less lethal munitions and pepper spray and flashbangs. And it happened in a matter of seconds, and people were running up and down the street, you know, literally coughing and choking. I was live on the air at the time and took a load of pepper spray, and I will guarantee you that you may be talking, I'm talking and sounding quite clear, but within 5 seconds after inhaling that stuff, I was dried up like sandpaper. I couldn't talk at all. And and then it got a little bit dicier than that, because when there were, you know, people who were arguing or shouting and attempting to get onto the property, LAPD officers then came in to restore order in the area and used less lethal rounds. I got hit with a 40 millimeter impact round and a 37 millimeter impact round and several stinger rounds, which are round rubber balls that come out at about 300 feet per second. And that leaves an impression on you.
I would imagine it does. It doesn't sound an overly pleasant evening for you. So it looks as though, like, this is not necessarily just targeted at the crowd. I mean, you're a member of the press there to cover it, and yet you've been caught up and hit by these officers.
Well, you get hit with them basically when you're downrange. Guess what? There's a chance that you're going to be hit. Now, they're trying to be as direct as they could in who they were targeting with those particular type of munitions. The problem was, at that particular point, when you talk about the idea of what's really at stake here, it's twofold. One, it's the idea that people are objecting to the policy of the Trump administration on the deportation of illegal immigrants. The policy, I hate to say it, it's quite true. It's there. They are actually enforcing the law the way it is written. The problem is it hasn't been done that way in almost 40 years in this country. So it's somewhat of a culture shock. People tend to think they're not going to deport people. We can overstay our visa. We can come here and live and not have to be citizens. It's a major problem. The Congress and several presidents over 40 years have failed to fix this problem. And the fact that now all of a sudden they're enforcing the law, people are in shock.
So is there a sense that this is not, because we've heard some reports that this is tying up people who are entitled to stay in the US, who have their visas, and they're being caught up in these searches and these arrests as well unfairly?
There are a few cases where individuals who are going to the courts to argue for visas based on asylum, political asylum, or other things were taken out of the court and were put in a position to where they were detained, subject to deportation. We don't know how many of those there are. Immigration rights attorneys have been saying it is dozens, if not hundreds. We have no way of verifying that at this particular point because ICE is not releasing those figures. I'm not saying that it hasn't happened, but at the same time, I also wonder about the, you know, literally the accuracy of those figures. The vast majority of people who are being scooped up in these raids, and I hate to use the word scooped up or raids, are individuals where they have gone to an immigration judge, they have gotten a warrant, they have named the individuals that they want to, you know, take into their custody and to deport. And at that point, it's they get their degree of due process on this. Part of the problem also, I mean, the argument is these people are not getting due process. Well, they violated the law, first of all, by coming into the country illegally. Second, they never went ahead with the process of getting United States citizenship or getting an appropriate visa for the appropriate stay. They thought, we're here, we don't care, we just vanish into the woodwork. Well, that's under the old system, under, you know, politicians who turned a blind eye to it.
Okay, and under that new system, it is changing. Pete Demetriou, KNX Field Reporter. That's all the time we have. Thanks for joining us from LA.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.